It's a rite of summer for many people, the Ann Arbor Art Fair, and it begins tomorrow. I'm Lisa Berry, and joining us now on 89.1 WEMU is the Executive Director of the Ann Arbor Street Art Fair, the original Maureen Riley. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
You are the original Maureen Riley, and this is the original art fair.
I don't know about being the original Maureen Riley, but some people would call me an original, I guess.
I don't remember the original being at the end of the name.
Oh, it has been really since almost the millennium when the street art fair moved from its location in South University to its current location on North University.
This is year 57, and you and I are both way too young to remember when that began. So let's start with the big news this year. You've switched it up a bit when it comes to when the art fair is happening.
Yes, indeed. We're thrilled to let people know that hopefully they haven't shown up today, because the art fair doesn't start until tomorrow. It runs Thursday, July 21st through Sunday, July 24th.
Do you think that's going to rock a lot of people's worlds?
Everybody seems to be thrilled. In fact, the question that we hear most often is, why didn't you do it sooner? It makes sense to have the art fair open and available to people on the weekend.
I understand, though, the history of not having it on Sunday had to do with local churches. Have you had to work with them to deal with this change?
Oh, we certainly have, but that's not completely true. It's been a factor. It really has to do with the fact that when it started in 1960, it was started by the South University Businessmen's Association, who worked with a number of art associations to come up with an idea to bring more people to bargain days. And in 1960, stores weren't open on Sunday. So there was no point in having the art fair on Sunday, because the art fair was to bring people to the stores.
Ah.
That is really the original reason. Then, of course, there are a number of churches within our footprint that we've been working with for almost 2 years now to figure out a way to make this work, and how their parishioners can park and how it will work for everybody. And you'll note that the Sunday, we don't start until noon. So if you belong to a church in the area, we invite you to pray and then stay.
Something for everybody, right, Maureen?
Yeah, absolutely.
We are talking to Maureen Riley. She's the executive director of the Ann Arbor Street Art Fair.
Now, the Ann Arbor Art Fair is made up of four individual fairs, but we are all contiguous and run at the same time. And when you're here, you don't always know that you've moved from one to the other, although they have a slightly different character that makes them unique. They're all produced by their own organization with their own mission. We're happy that you can now take the art go-round between the four fairs.
What does that mean?
It's a free circulator minibus.
Oh.
You can catch it at a number of stops. I think there are two in each fair, actually. It's air-conditioned and handicap accessible, so if you walk to one end of the fair and are too pooped to walk back, you can just hop on the Art Go-Round.
Is there also an app for the Ann Arbor Street Art Fair now?
There is. There's a mobile app available on both iPhone platform, Apple Store, and the Google platform. It's got all you need to know about the art fair, plus it's got information about art fair after hours, because now that we're open on Saturday night, there are things to do in downtown Ann Arbor that were never accessible before. So there's a lot of businesses that are staying open late, and bars and restaurants that are offering late night specials. We invite people to come on Saturday and stay after hours.
And again, the hours this year for the Ann Arbor Street Art Fair are Thursday through Sunday, July 21st through the 24th, correct?
That is correct.
Executive Director Maureen Riley, thanks so much for joining us on 89.1 WEMU.
Thanks for having me, Lisa.